The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Nissan and your Nissan dealer.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The Michael Jackson story has people talking about all facets of law enforcement as well as child safety. Operation Respect is something that the Citizens Auxiliary Police will be launching this weekend in communities around the country in conjunction with other volunteer police forces. And it has to do with the Michael Jackson case. And we bring on Jay Santos, who is a Brigadier Admiral with the Citizens Auxiliary Police out of Hawthorne, California. And, sir, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Phil.
Can you tell me what Operation Respect is? I understand that there is a safety concern, there is a security concern, and this is what I wanted to alert my audience to. There's a security concern when it comes to people expressing their opinions about Michael Jackson's guilt, correct?
Phil, that is correct, although I wouldn't say it's as dramatic as a security concern. What we are concerned with is basically this. There are an awful lot of people who are out there making up their minds and saying that Michael Jackson's guilty and they don't have all the facts, and we certainly understand that people have the right to feel any way they want to feel. But when they make up their mind and say, well, I think Michael Jackson's guilty, it does not give respect to the police. And I'm sure there isn't a listener of yours out there that doesn't have respect for their police. But when they think they know better than the police, when they think they know better than the judges, when they think they know better than the juries, this is a sign of respect that is lacking. We're concerned about the well-being of our police officers, as you might well imagine.
So you believe that when somebody says, I think Michael Jackson's guilty, there may be some police who don't, and there may be some judges and lawyers who don't, and that shows that people think they're smarter than cops?
Well, I know as a police officer...
And when we say you're a volunteer police officer, this is a volunteer police group that you started?
Well, it is a volunteer police group, but we do take our job very seriously. We're here to assist the police in whatever it is they need done, and we like to take a picture of the shoulder of the police. But I can tell you right now that when someone says to me, or I overhear someone say, and I'm speaking as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I think Michael Jackson's guilty, that's kind of just a kick in the stomach to me, because how do they know, or where are they getting their opinion, and why are they expressing it openly when they don't know, when it could pollute a jury pool, and most importantly, it shows people talking, especially so it can be overheard about Michael Jackson being guilty. They're making it sound like they know more than a police officer does, and in my case, like they have knowledge about it. And that, I gotta tell you right now, just speaking for myself, kind of makes me a little angry. It gets me angry. I'm a police officer, of Citizens Auxiliary Police. I have a blue armband,
Well, you're a uniformed volunteer police officer group that you say a Major Elvis Newton started, Citizens Auxiliary Police. But people have the right to express their own opinion, don't they?
People have the right to express an opinion. I don't think, and we feel at Citizens Auxiliary Police, they do not have the right to express it so loudly that it can be overheard by people other than the people it's being directed at. And that's why Operation Respect will simply try to curtail some of that.
Now, as I understand it, by the way, we're talking with Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer Jay Santos. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Your officers will be in malls around Southern California and elsewhere overhearing people talking about Michael Jackson?
Again, Phil, we're talking about polluting the jury pool and disrespecting police officers. If we hear anyone talking about the Michael Jackson case and voicing the opinion that he's guilty, we are going to simply remind them that a jury has yet to be selected. We will ask them to lower their voices, and we might ask you to change the topic of your conversation. Because
for two reasons, disrespect of the police, and so if someone says publicly, I think Michael Jackson's guilty, they're showing up cops.
Well, they think they know, they think they know more, and that's disrespectful. But that's the more important thing, is they're polluting the jury pool, and they're just, this is going to be a very emotional case. It could cause an awful lot of friction. You start running around saying, well, I think Michael Jackson's guilty, you're going to make some people angry. I can tell you right now, it sort of makes me a little bit angry just to hear people say they think they know, you know, what are they? Well, it's funny what people think they know, you know, it's their big mouths, but so we're just going to ask them to lower their voices, maybe change the topic of conversation. And we'd like to take a look at their driver's license for information. That's it.
Taking a look at the driver's license.
Yes, we'll just request to get information on that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Michael Jackson's guilt or innocence is going to be debated as vociferously, I imagine, as O.J. Simpson's.
Without a doubt, Joe.
And I imagine there's going to be people on both sides of this issue. You seem to be focusing on Michael Jackson's people thinking he's guilty.
Most people that I have listened to and that I have reluctantly had to walk up to and tell them to keep it down, these are all people who believe he's guilty. And just kind of grates on my nerves as a volunteer police officer trying to help out the police. When I got to listen to someone say, oh, Michael Jackson's guilty, it's kind of grates on my nerves because what do they know? They don't know anything. And as well as probably piss off, or excuse my language, I don't mean piss off, but, you know, make angry other people who don't think he's guilty, and also the jury pool.
Let's talk about polluting the jury pool. There's a potential jury pool out there for the Michael Jackson trial, and individuals who express their belief that he is guilty can influence those jurors.
Absolutely. And then you're going to have to go through a long jury selection process. They're not going to get to the trial, which I think is probably everyone's going to agree is the most fascinating part of the trial, is the actual trial, not the jury selection, and so on and so forth. But I want to make it very clear, all these people I hear, oh, Michael Jackson's guilty. I'm a volunteer police officer. I spend 4 days of the week doing the things we do. I don't know why they think they know more than I do, and that's all I'm trying to say.
Well, I mean, it's not really about you.
No, I know it's not about me.
But see, you're saying that, well, if somebody says Michael Jackson's guilty, they think they're...
Well, these are civilians that don't know really any, you know, as Sheryl Crow sang in that song, they don't know diddly squat. Yeah, they don't know diddly squat. And so that's...
All right, so Jay, can you tell me if... I'd like to know, do you think he's guilty?
Yeah, you know, Phil, it doesn't matter as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police what I believe. But now, because of the insults of people who think he's guilty, I may want to think he's innocent just so I can counterbalance it.
Because of what you call the insulting behavior of people who think he's guilty, expressing it out in public.
That's right. And the fact that I had to be informed of this by my son was one of those kicks to the gut that you don't get over too quickly. As a police officer on the front line of law enforcement, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we pride ourselves in information. My son's got to come in and say, did you hear about Michael Jackson got picked up for, you know, touching on a kid? And I had not even heard none about it. Boy, that kicks you right in your, you know, where it hurts. So.
All right, 1-800, I know you're in your substation now.
That is correct, right now. But again, what we want to say is there'll be officers out there.
Well, let me get the information here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Walking up to people at their tables at restaurants, if they're talking about Michael Jackson's guilt, telling them to keep it down.
That is correct, yes, sir.
And change the subject.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Or what?
If they don't want to, you're asking if they're uncooperative?
Yeah, if they continue to say it's none of your business, I want to just keep talking about Michael Jackson, what do you do?
We've got a problem, and we want to solve it as safely as we can without injuring anybody else in the restaurant, but you're going to have a problem with me, and you're going to have a problem with our officers.
Can you tell me what that means specifically?
You know, Mr. Henry, I'd really rather not, but let me just say, if we ask you to keep your voice down when you're saying Michael Jackson's guilty in a restaurant, and you say, no, I won't, you're going to have a problem with me. There's a lot of vulnerable people out there who might believe these big mouths and their opinions about Michael Jackson, they don't know anything.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Polluting the possible jury pool, insulting police officers because you think you know everything. That's one of the problems, or two, I should say, of the Citizens Auxiliary Police when they hear people say in restaurants, I think Michael Jackson's guilty. If you're talking in a restaurant and you express that opinion very loudly, they will come up to you and they will ask you to lower your voice and ask you to change the subject. Otherwise, as he said it, and he was very cryptic, you're going to have a problem with him. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're on with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Forgive me, Jay. We've been talking to Dr. Jim Sadler last hour about his latest book, Safari in South Africa. I don't know if you've read it.
I do know his work, yeah.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about the... I wanted to ask you a little bit about this Operation Respect. You're going to be asking people to keep their voices down. And not talk about Michael Jackson being guilty. Otherwise, they're going to have a problem.
That is correct, yes, sir.
I know there's a lot of people who want to ask you what you mean by that, but let me be the first.
Well, I mean, Phil, it's a big problem out there. A lot of people impersonating a police officer saying that...
You know, it was the police who arrested Michael Jackson.
No, I know it was the police who arrested Michael Jackson, so they have a right to their opinion. But when I hear other people say, I think Michael Jackson's guilty... I want to kind of stop and just sort of look at them and apprise the situation and approach them as safely as I can and say, you know, what gives you the right? I wear a blue armband and I wear the pith helmet of the Citizens Auxiliary Police because I believe that I've earned that. And somebody's going to sit there and have a cup of latte and say Michael Jackson's guilty? I don't think so.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I want to talk to Lynn. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Lynn?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, my comment is, you know, you're walking up to these people and you're going to tell them that they don't have the right to talk about whether or not Michael Jackson's guilty, but when you turn the news on, it's on every channel, every hour, on the hour, and it's going to be on every channel, on the hour, every hour, until this is over with.
Well, but one thing, ma'am. They're reporting the news. I'm talking about people expressing the opinion that he's guilty.
But that, you don't have the right to tell them that they can't express their opinion.
Well, where did
it's
he get off?
The constitutional rights for you to tell them they can't express their opinion.
But, ma'am,
the lady has a point. People have a right to their opinion.
They do have a right to their opinion, but on the other hand, they're polluting the jury pool and also acting big. What gives them the right to act big? And
okay, they're not. I don't agree with the fact that they're polluting the jury pool. The jury is going to decide for themselves what the evidence is presented to them in court.
Yeah, but what I mean by that, ma'am, is the jury has not been selected yet, and they're saying, I think Michael Jackson's guilty, and that person they're saying that to might have been in the jury pool, and that person's going to go, you stupid blankety blank. I just got a jury summons, and now you've all messed me up and everything.
You're taking too much into your own hands. You can't do that. You're breaking everybody's constitutional rights by trying to tell them that they cannot speak about this in public.
Well, ma'am, I don't think so. The other thing is, what gives you the right to say, oh, I think Michael Jackson's guilty? Well, you don't wear a badge.
Because this is America and it's a free country, and I can voice my opinion no matter whether you like it or not. It's America.
Well, I will.
It's my opinion.
Well, at that point, then, I will have to approach you and ask you to keep your voice down.
Well, I mean, the lady has a point. I see your point about polluting the jury pool.
What's going on here, Mr. Hendry, is people are prejudicing, purposely running around and saying, Michael Jackson's guilty, Michael Jackson's guilty, until the man can't get a fair trial. And I think it's wrong that a man who gave us a song like Man in the Mirror, Beat It and so on, can't get a fair trial in America because somebody wants to get their cookies.
But yet it's right to stomp on the Constitution of the United States by asking somebody in public talking privately to tell them to be quiet.
Okay, this is where I need to... Are you telling people to stop talking?
No, I'm not. I'm saying keep your voice down so other people can't hear it.
So you're not saying don't have the conversation?
No. I'm simply saying we don't want to hear it beyond your table.
Well, I know what people are going to say to you.
Well, you know, Lynn, what makes you so special? It's people got to listen to your loud conversation while they're trying to have their own. Yeah. Didn't think of that, did you? Yeah.
Because I got no business asking me if I'm in public. You know what? Maybe you should go get your real license and be a real cop.
Ma'am, I'm a volunteer police officer.
Why aren't you a real police officer?
You know something? That's completely off the subject.
Well, all right, Lynn, thank you. 1-800-449-8686.
See, that lady, I stopped her dead in her tracks. See what I'm saying? I said, you can have the conversation. We just don't want to hear your big mouth talking about it. I stopped her dead in her tracks. She's all offended because she thinks her opinion about Michael Jackson being guilty, like everybody wants to hear it. I don't think so.
All right, let's go to, I want to go to Louie here. Louie, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Chase Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Go ahead.
Good evening. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Fine.
A very quick question. First of all, I really believe, just like I guarantee you everyone does, where you're innocent until proven guilty.
That's but right. That's in the Constitution of the United States.
One question. Is it against the law for me to talk about Michael Jackson in public?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
No, sir.
This is a gentleman.
I'm sorry. It is not.
So if it's not against the law, you have absolutely no right to stop me to talk about anything.
Why
no police officer has the right. No, you don't have the right.
Well, can I ask you a question? What makes you think your opinion is so interesting that the guy at three tables over
wants to hear it?
It
doesn't matter whether it's interesting or not. We're talking about whether we have the right or not, not whether it's interesting or not. It's whether you have the right. I live in Canada, first of all, Toronto, and it's not illegal for me to talk about anything.
Now, they got a constitution.
Has the United States turned into a communist country?
Are they part of the...
You can't voice your opinion.
Yes, Canada's not part of the Constitution of the United States, as far as I know.
It doesn't matter. I'm talking about if I lived in the States, and you're telling me it's against the law for me to voice my opinion? You're not your mind. No wonder you're not a police officer.
Well, sir, can I ask you a question?
With that kind of an attitude, never will be.
No, but you're one of these guys that thinks that his opinion about Michael Jackson grabbing a kid's thing... It's so important.
It has nothing to do with it. It's my opinion. It's anybody's opinion.
Well, why does...
We can voice our opinion. That's the beauty of living in Canada. That's the beauty of living in the United States.
All I'm trying to say, Louie, all I'm trying to say to you is you think your opinion's so important, you want the guy five tables down to hear it with your thick Canadian accent and all of that. Now, I'm trying...
Will you knock it off about the man's Canadian accent?
This is why you're not a police officer, because you're ignorant. It has nothing to do with my accent or anything else.
Excuse me, sir.
Okay, it has to do with people voicing their opinion.
Look,
and it's no one else's business. And if you don't like it, you can say, listen, we don't like what you're saying. Try to keep it down. But don't start threatening people. You're going to have a problem with me and the police officers.
Well, that's all I'm saying, sir. I'm just simply saying, could you keep your comments to yourself?
I would love to come down there and for you to do whatever you're going to do. I'd have you in court so fast your head would spin.
Wait a second. Well, I'm a Citizens Auxiliary Police, a Brigadier Admiral. What are you going to do?
I said, if I was in the States and you heard me talking about Michael Jackson, and you told me I got to stop talking about it, and I said, I can do what I want, you said, you're going to have a problem with me. What kind of a problem? You let one hand on me or any other American or Canadian, you're going to have your ass in court so fast your head would spin.
Sir, you're entitled to voice your opinion about hockey or maple syrup, whatever you people do.
You're an ignorant son of a gun. That's why you'll never be a police officer. You don't know what you're talking about because of people like you that give the police officer in the United States a bad name.
Police officer in the United States?
Because of people like you. That's why you're an auxiliary police officer.
Sir.
You can't be a cop.
Well, you're a citizen's auxiliary. Police officers, you're not even a real cop.
Hold on for just a second. The police officers of the United States of America, the most professional in the world, make the Canadians.
I agree with you.
You're not being professional. Why don't you tell me about Celine Dion or something, okay?
You get off the Canadian thing. Yeah, just
if you're an ignorant son of a gun, you'll never be a police officer, buddy.
Sir, never. Sir, I'm simply saying.
You'll never be a police officer.
You got to keep your voice down.
And you can't walk around with a gun, because if you do, you probably shoot somebody.
If
you're an ignorant son of a gun, and it's people like you that give the Americans a bad name. Okay? It's people like you. You can't talk about that. And if you do, you're going to have a problem with me. And then we're going to know what's going to happen.
Look, Larry.
It's unbelievable. I'm listening to this on the radio.
Larry.
And I'm shaking my head.
The man's name isn't Larry. It's Louie.
Well, let's talk about Stanley Cup. Who do you like this year? Are you?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he is.
1-800-449. Goodbye.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is not an official police agency, sir.
Well, you keep trying to make the distinction, Phil. We're an auxiliary police force. We're there to assist the police in crowd control and investigative purposes when we feel that they're overloaded.
Well, then, did they request your assistance?
When we feel the police are overloaded, we will assist. But I want to get to the point of...
Well, let me ask you the question I want to ask you.
Certainly.
What do you mean when you say, if you don't keep your voice down... See, you're talking about people expressing an opinion about Michael Jackson being guilty, which you think is wrong of them to do, and you want them to keep their voice down. If they don't, you say something along the lines of, you'll have to deal with me.
That's correct.
Tell me specifically what you'll do.
Well, Phil, a lot of people interpret that as something violent. We have a great many ways of getting people's attention and holding their attention, and that's the most important thing in police work. You want to get a person's focus right here. You want their nose on your nose. As we say in police work, you want to get them focused down on you. If I say to a couple of people, you know, your opinion about Michael Jackson being guilty is fine, but could you keep your voice down because I don't want you to impose it on anybody else, and they say, well, no, I won't, you can grab a menu out of someone's hands, like they'll generally be holding a menu. I'll say, I want your ID. If she won't show it to me, I'll go into her purse. Now, I know that...
You can't grab a woman's purse and open it up.
I'm not really going to do it. But it's funny what women will do when you grab their purse and you open it, you start looking inside. Just as kind of a joke, so I was kidding my wife about this. So what are you guys hiding there? Vibrator, some kind of a dildo or some kind of deal? Because no woman ever wants you to go in her purse. You wonder what the heck that they're...
Could we clean our language up a little bit?
I'm sorry, Phil?
Could we clean the language up a little bit? You used a word that I don't appreciate on my show.
I'm awfully sorry. But what I'm saying is I don't know what women are trying to hide in their purses. So we can do that. A bread knife banging against a water glass. Let me tell you what. I was never in the military, but I can well imagine I'll get your attention.
So you'll bang on a water glass until I stop talking about Michael Jackson being...
Not stop. I didn't say stop.
Okay, if I keep my voice down so that other people don't hear it.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Mike. Hello, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos.
Yeah, I want to know, as somebody that was in the military that got shot and shot other people defending that First Amendment to the Constitution, what gives any officer, let alone a wannabe officer, the right to tell me I can't exercise my First Amendment right?
Well, sir, I'm not telling you that. I'm simply saying keep it down so you're not boring everybody in the restaurant with it. You see what I'm saying?
No, the Constitution was based on people that got in the street and yelled and screamed their point for other people to know it so we could get our freedom of religion and speech from England. It wasn't based on the people that sat in corners and cried around to each other.
Well, I dare say, sir, Michael Jackson's guilt or innocence is going to determine whether or not we are independent from the United Kingdom.
Don't go there. Somebody says something, you're saying something to get off the point.
No,
sir. You're doing things that aren't right.
Well, sir, what exactly...
I think that what Mike's saying is, no matter if the whole world can hear it or just one guy can hear it, the guy's got a right to say it.
If you insist on that point of view, sir, then we have to invoke disturbance of the peace.
Tell you something, my friend. As somebody who was in the military, you do not have the right to carry a weapon because you are not an officer. If you come up to someone like me grab my glass, you're going to have that glass in a place that you don't want it.
Then you're going to have to deal with me.
Oh, I would love to deal with you, my friend. I got a whole bunch of people that was in the military in this country that are listening to you on radio that would love to deal with you.
Well, sir, this is about the fourth time you mentioned being in the military. What unit?
I was a recon operations specialist for 13 years in the United States Marine Corps, went to basic training in Pendleton, went to ops training in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. I'm not one of these wannabes that's calling in on the radio. I have scars, medals, and other ribbons to define what I do, and I'll be happy to fax to you
in
California if you want them.
Did you ever have your ass in the grass?
I think the man says he has scars and ribbons.
It's like that, I don't know if you ever see that Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men.
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
That's got to do with the right that you can't override the First Amendment, and that's what you're doing. You don't have the balls to stand up and be a real cop or a real military person to defend
that
Constitution.
Sir, we take a peek over the shoulder of the police. We try to assist them in every way, shape, or form, and we do not abuse that right. We can affect this in a very simple way. We tell the children. If we can follow one of the kids to the restroom and say, please tell your mommy and daddy keep their voice down, that's a simple way of doing it.
Under the new laws in California, my friend, that is stalking of a child.
Oh, you call me a pervert?
If you're going in the restroom to say something like that to a child, in your own laws, in your own state, that's considered stalking.
Look, one of our best female officers, Private Miranda Morrison, is very good at approaching the children in the restaurant washrooms to tell them mommy and daddy to please stop talking about Michael Jackson being guilty. What's wrong with that?
That's a lawsuit and a wannabe talking to kids. You just don't have the balls to go out and be a real cop and take the backlash that comes with it.
Sir,
being shot at, being called at.
Sir, I attempted to become a member of Los Angeles Police Force, and the politics involved, you know, and I don't play politics. Maybe you do. Coming from the military, you probably are getting ready to say yes, sir, no, sir, and how high should I jump? I don't play that. What I do, sir.
Don't get me wrong. I ain't that way. I was recruited by the Los Angeles Police Department and told them I was not interested in it because of what they have to deal with, and it's mainly people like you.
Well, sir, I can tell you.
Well, hold on. Why didn't the LAPD want you?
Not you, Mike.
I'm talking to this guy, Mr. Santos.
It was political, Phil. Believe it.
Oh, well, political. Why didn't they want you?
They said I failed the psych test, which I do not believe. What are you laughing at?
You failed a psych test. You proved to everybody in the United States that you'd fail a psych test by what you've been saying on the radio.
You failed the psych test.
I think it's political. At the time, the chief of police was Gerald Gates. A real, you-know-what. So,
You failed the psych test.
Yeah, you gonna say that again?
Meaning, Jay, they thought you were too nuts to be a real cop.
I am a real cop, Phil. Sub-Commander Elvis Newton promoted me to my rank. I am a great believer in the Star-Spangled Banner. This guy here, what would you say you're in, sir, the Navy?
I was a Marine.
Ain't that the same thing?
No, it ain't.
No, sir, that is not.
No, it ain't the same thing.
Well, ain't a Marine a guy that's on what?
It's not the same thing. Just leave it at that. Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, soldier, at ease. I got the 1,000-yard
okay,
stare.
Okay, thank you for letting me say my piece.
Hey, Mike, I got the 1,000-yard stare, too. I mean, why go away, as enemies?
What do you mean you got the 1,000-yard stare?
I do.
All right, Mike, thank you.
Bye-bye.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Lou. Lou, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Mr. Santos. You're going to be talking to a real cop. 25 years as a police officer.
Are you still
I
active?
I wore a badge. I carried a gun. I am retired now. I'm also a United States Air Force veteran.
You're retired, so you're not a real cop anymore.
I certainly am. Once a cop, always cop. I never wore a pith helmet or a blue armband, and I would never, even as a real cop, walk up to somebody in any public place and tell them you can't talk about something.
Oh, wait a second. You're disturbing the peace.
Hey, hold on a minute, Santos. I can see why you failed the psychological test for the LAPD, because I think you are just plain plum nuts.
Sir, you can vilify me.
You have told everybody that's listening to this program that you are a psycho, or you would be a real cop. Believe me.
Mr. Henry, your laughter only encourages this man.
Well, the guy, he just said it. You said you failed the psych test. You say it's political, but the LAPD said you couldn't get past the psych test, so that means, it doesn't mean you're nuts, but it means that you don't have the psychological whatever the hell you need to be a cop.
Daryl Gates was pushed out in disgrace by the LAPD.
We're not talking about Daryl Gates. We're talking about you and your goofy ideas that you can walk up to somebody and tell them to be quiet.
Even
a real cop can't do that unless they're creating a disturbance
in that
restaurant.
Listen to me.
Unless they're creating a disturbance in whatever public place they're at, and the people that run that place call the police and say, we have a disturbance here. You just don't get up and say, hey, fella, you can't talk about Michael Jackson or somebody else like that. And even if they were, that's their opinion.
I got two words for you, Lou. Dirty Jerry. Dirty Jerry. That's what's going to happen if you know all these people say, oh, Michael Jackson's guilty, Michael Jackson's guilty. Next thing you know, you won't be able to find a juror in a whole planet Earth. They'll be on that thing.
All right, listen, Lou, I hear you. Thank you, sir. Ahead. Thanks for your call, sir. And thank you for your service to our country as a police officer.
Thank you very much. What an ass kisser.
Goodbye.
Oh. Let me go over here to Doug. Hiya, Doug. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Doug? It says Doug Elderly, so I'm just waiting. Doug?
I can do this, Phil. I talk to the old folks. Doug, sir, this is Jay Santa, Citizens on City Police. Okay, he's dead.
All right, well.
So what I want to say more than anything is that I believe the people are there.
I'm going to go to another call. I can't stand listening to you. Here is George.
Yes.
George, go ahead.
Hi. I want to comment on Mr. Auxiliary Police's comments. As a lawyer practicing right now, I think I'm a little bit of an authority on what people can do and what people can't do. So I ask that you just listen to me.
What kind of law do you
respond?
What kind of law do you practice? Real estate?
No, actually, I practice criminal law and commercial litigation.
What do you think about Saddam Hussein, the whole deal we did over there?
Will you forget it and let him say what he wants to say?
Thank you.
Go ahead, George.
Citizens have a certain right to express their opinion under the First Amendment. I think that's been discussed, so I won't discuss that further. What I do want to discuss is your abuse of power.
How many DUIs did you log in this week? Because
will you let the guy talk?
Can we speak? Can I speak?
All right.
Your abuse of power. I can tell you this. By you grabbing somebody's purse, that is considered an assault. By you going after a child without a parent's permission and talking to him, that is considered stalking.
What country?
Any time. What country? In the United States of America. What country are you living in?
Well, what country you live in?
United States of America.
No, you know, you're a damn Canadian. I can tell. You know how I know? Because you say organization and all that kind of nonsense.
Now, will you listen to the guy and stop with the comments?
You know, I actually called originally to have a normal conversation with
right.
you, but if they're gonna interrupt me with comments that have nothing to do with the topic we talk about, let me know.
Well, I want to interrupt you with comments about nothing to do with the topic we're talking
all right.
about.
All right. Therefore, all I want to say is that
what
you better
you
be careful about... Oh, Jesus Christ.
You there?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Go right ahead, sir. You're on the air.
All right. Basically... What I'm worried about is your
organization swings into
action. Well, there's music playing while I'm talking.
Get some feed music for
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm here, but there's music playing while I'm talking.
Or the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Go ahead, sir.
Yes.
Go ahead. It's my theme music.
Again, what I'm worried about is your abuse of power going after people and assaulting them in restaurants. That is not right. Second of all, what gives you the right to tell me what I can and can't do? You will not have that right. And if you continue along this path, somebody will arrest you or sue you.
Okay, well, I think Allie McBeal is calling, so...
Get out of here with your smart mouth. George,
Jesus.
Thank you very much, George. Very good comments.
No.
You did a very good job, sir. Did a very good job. Thank you very much, George, for your comments.
All right.